Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. C'est vous, Sylvain Chamberlain. Sylvain Chamberlain. There's how I grew up. French Canadian. Listening to my name as Sylvain Chamberlain. Just for those of you who are struggling with the pronunciation of my name, I just made it more difficult. I go by Sylvain. I live in English-speaking countries, so Sylvain will do just fine. Or Sifu, if you prefer. The proof of the Lotus Sutra. Pretty big, pretty grand title for this letter. Nietzsche writes it in the subtitle, calls Nietzsche the votary of the Lotus Sutra, which, as we know, is his life's mission, right? Nietzsche wrote this. He sent a messenger to Nanjo Tokimitsu, who's very ill. And he wrote this letter in 1282, the year he passed away, in October on the 13th. He wrote this letter earlier, but he was not at all well. He was really dealing with a lot of illness in his latter years, and in 1282 he succumbed to illness. But he felt very strongly about communicating with Nanjo Tokimitsu, a student of his who started very young. We've read several letters lately to Nanjo Tokimitsu's mother. The way Nanjo Tokimitsu took up his deceased father's responsibilities, and the way he helped support Nichiren's practice and promulgation of the Lotus Sutra and his doctrine. So Nichiren felt very strongly to communicate with him directly, so he wrote this letter. Again, I think not only to sing Nanjo Tokimitsu's praises, but to let him know that he was directly not only ill himself, but wanting his conviction in the Lotus Sutra in Myoho Rengekyo to carry him through. And he actually sent Nikko, one of his senior disciples, to help him recover from his illness. So here we go. We'll get into it. How does the mirror of the Lotus Sutra portray the people who, in the evil world of the latter age, believe in the teachings of the Lotus Sutra just as they are set forth in the Sutra? In other words, how does Myoho Rengekyo work for those who actually take resolve in this teaching of the Myoho Rengekyo, right? Shakyamuni Buddha has left us words from his golden mouth revealing that such people have already made offerings to 100,000 million Buddhas in their past existences. This is from the Expedient Means telling us that it's a tremendous opportunity to meet Myoho Rengekyo in this lifetime, in our lives, in our samsaric existence, to actually encounter the teachings, this ultimate teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. Not everyone does or has available the connection to this teaching. So the fortune, the karmic opportunity that presents this teaching to us is special. It's not everyone whose karma will put them in a situation, whether it's cultural, racial, economic, or educational, where you might encounter this teaching, let alone somebody who takes resolve in it and practices it, right? So a reminder of that, plainly said. But ordinary people in the latter age might well doubt the words spoken by just one Buddha. With this in mind, many treasures Buddha came expressly all the way from his world of treasure purity, many lands to the east. Facing Shakyamuni Buddha, he gave his words of testimony about the Lotus Sutra, saying, quote, "All that you have expounded is the truth," end quote. If this is so, then there can be no room for doubt about the matter. Nevertheless, Shakyamuni Buddha may have felt that ordinary people in the latter age would still be skeptical. Hence, he summoned the Buddhas of the Ten Directions to come and join him in the magnificent act of extending their long, broad tongues, which had told nothing but the truth for countless kalpas, until they projected into the sky as high as Mount Sumeru. So again, this is Nichiren, I want to say surmising, but that's not the proper word. He's reviewing and condensing the story of the Lotus Sutra, the words of Shakyamuni Buddha himself in this sermon of the Lotus Sutra. There's a lot of this throughout all of the sutras where, because these are mental exercises, right? There's a setup for the teaching that is about to be spoken. And the setup involves all of these various personifications and great numbers. All of this is a very elaborate device that simply means that this teaching is for everyone, no matter what their status, no matter how educated or how ignorant, and from every walk of life in every corner of the globe, right? This setup that this teaching is universal and it touches everyone, no matter what their capacity, no matter what their exposure, their education, right? Hear ye, hear ye. All who could listen, this exercise is for you. And every sutra starts with this kind of enumeration of immeasurable or numerous but incalculable numbers of people. It basically says this is for everyone to hear. Since this is the case, when ordinary people in the latter age believe in even one or two words of the Lotus Sutra, they are embracing the teaching to which the Buddhas of the Ten Directions have given credence. I wonder what karma we created in the past to have been born as such persons, and I am filled with joy. The words of Shakyamuni that I refer to above indicate that the rewards that come from having made offerings to 100,000 million Buddhas are so great that even if one has believed in teachings other than the Lotus Sutra, and as a result of this slander been born poor or lowly, one is still able to believe in this sutra or take confidence in this sutra in this lifetime. A Tendai school's commentary states, quote, "It is like the case of a person who falls to the ground, but who then pushes up himself up from the ground and rises to his feet again," end quote. One who has fallen to the ground recovers and rises up from the ground. Those who slander the Lotus Sutra will fall to the ground of the three evil paths or of the human and heavenly realms, but in the end, through the help of the Lotus Sutra, or Myoho Rinkeikyo, they will attain Buddhahood. Now, he says all of this because always, and I think he'll make further reference to it, when he speaks to people like Nanjo Tokumitsu, these are samurai. These are who he connects to in the families. All the men of any import that have lands and fiefs and so forth that are able to communicate. Because remember, Nichiren started promulgating his doctrine of the Lotus Sutra from the very top of elite society, believing that this was the quickest way to convert the people of Japan. He could have done more as Shakyamuni did, was wander the countryside and just talk to anyone who would listen. But Nichiren understood that in Japan, the situation was so grave with illness and attacks from abroad and internal strife and so on, and the cause-making in Japan being so authoritarian and run by assassins. Samurai are assassins. And so this is one of the highest offenses against the preciousness of life, certainly the teaching of the Myoho-ren Geikyo, right? So got to start at the top, because then everyone at the bottom of the pyramid will just do as they're told, even if they don't understand. And that's okay, because Myoho-ren Geikyo is the right way to go, right? And so it's no accident that he talks to so many samurai, because they fall in the line of responsibility and teaching by example, if not by literally teaching, right? Now, since you, Ueno Shijiro Jiro, was Taku, Nanjo Tokumitsu, are an ordinary person, in the latter age, and were born to a warrior family, you should by rights be called an evil man, because he's an assassin, right? And yet your heart is that of a good man. I say this for a reason. Everyone from the ruler on down to the common people refuses to take resolve in my teachings. They inflict harm on the few who do embrace them, heavily taxing or confiscating their estates and fields, or even in some cases putting them to death. So it is a difficult thing to take confidence in my doctrines, and yet both you and your mother and your deceased father dared to accept them. Now you have succeeded your father as his heir, and without any prompting from others, you too have wholeheartedly embraced these teachings of the Lotus Sutra, right? Many people, both high and low, have admonished or threatened you, but you have refused to give up your strong mind and resolve, since you now appear certain to attain Buddhahood. Perhaps the heavenly devil and evil spirits are using illness to try to intimidate you. Life in this world is limited. Never be even the least bit afraid. So he must have been very ill at this point, right? Not only Nanjo Tokumitsu, but Nichiren as well. Remember, there were all sorts of difficulties. I've mentioned the warring and the invasions and so forth, but there was also famine, earthquakes, disease spreading throughout the country. Hard to know what life at that time in 13th century Japan was like, but certainly there were many obstacles, right? And you demons, by making this man suffer, are you trying to swallow a sword point first, or embracing a raging fire, or becoming the arch enemy of the Buddhas of the Ten Directions in the Three Existences? How terrible this will be for you. Now he's admonishing the negative forces that are obviously manifesting in the karma of people who are devoutly practicing Myoho-ren Geikyo. These obstacles will rise. That's what this life inculcates in its manifestation from karma. There's it's like popping a pimple, right? There is clear skin and there is growth and there is wonderful complexion, but there is also problematic issues, energy that must be, if you're to be clear skinned, expiated through exfoliation, through cleaning, right? Insert analogy here. How terrible this will be for you, he admonishes the negativity. Should you not cure this man's illness immediately, act rather as his protectors and escape from the grievous sufferings that are the lot of demons. If you fail to do so, will you not have your heads broken into seven pieces in this life and fall into the great hell of incessant suffering in your next, in the future? Consider it deeply, consider it. If you ignore my words, you will certainly regret it later. It's quite interesting that Nichiren would take, I don't think I've heard him say something of this nature. And this was in the second month in the fifth year of Koan 1282, it's the 28th day. So this would be just months before he passed away. This letter was delivered by Hokkibo, which is Nikko, one of Nichiren's senior disciples. And so he closed the letter rather kind of abruptly as a demonstration of his heartfelt empathy, compassion for Nanjo Tokumitsu after celebrating his resolve in the teachings of the Lotus Sutra and Nichiren's doctrine, certainly. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. He then turns to his illness and speaks directly to his illness and be gone this negative force. Be gone this illness. No doubt feeling he was succumbing to the same, really kind of conjoined himself with Nanjo, is saying, look, we're battling this thing together and it has no place here. Our karma, our positive karma, our practice, our resolve will overcome this illness. And then turning to the illness and saying, don't you see how ignorant you are? That's pretty wild. It's very visual talking, isn't it? Inspiring nonetheless, I think. Somehow I feel a little bit closer to Nichiren hearing him speak this way or write this way, because this is a letter that's not, at first starts out being congratulatory and explaining the situation to another person, certainly a very compassionate letter to someone, right? Someone dear to him. But in that last passage, don't you feel like he kind of put himself in the same shoes as Nanjo Tokumitsu and said, look, this evil, this disease that's making us so ill, and spoke directly to it like their brothers. That really, there's an intimacy there in that language, in that letter, that I don't know. I think that's rather unique in all of the letters that we've read so far, don't you think? Yeah, I think I'll leave it at that. Maybe chant about that for some greater insight from that. I certainly feel like you and I are in the same boat. We're certainly witnessing a crazy world right now. And again, I will restate that I really hope that this video finds you in good health. That's a precious commodity these days. And the resonance with Nichiren's time is inescapable here. At least we don't have to worry about samurai walking in and beheading us because they don't like what we're doing, right? So we have great fortune. Never forget that. Really appreciative of this practice, your practice especially. Very inspiring to me. And so I thank you. Don't forget, of course, that you can download this podcast at the Buddhahood Podcast. And we are fast approaching the end of this last book on Gosho. So I have several ideas on where we'll go from here. Revisiting maybe some old topics that need some resuscitation, just basics. I've mentioned Nagarjuna several times, and some of you want me to go through some of the perfection of wisdom dialogues. And I'll address any subject within Buddhism that you would like me to. So let me know in the comments, sound out, and let's keep this Sangha informed and alive with great questions and research, and prove our practice through our study and dedication. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, and I can't wait to see you in the next video. Please take care of your health, be kind to one another, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you for being here. Did you know there's a third way you can help support this channel, and it won't cost you a cent? Yep. If you are not able to be a patron on Patreon or use the PayPal me at .com at Sifu Sylvain because you don't have the financial fortune to help support this channel right now, you, as I say, always support this channel by watching. But you can also help us grow so that maybe one day we can get over 10,000 subscribers and YouTube will grace us with monetization. It's not a lot, but if you can make sure you're subscribed and share a video, like a simple one, just go into the search criteria and type monk and you'll have a video that'll come up that's been up for years about what is a monk. You know, it's called monk, who, how, where, something like that. That might be a great introduction to somebody who doesn't understand what a monk is to begin with. It's a tool. Use this channel as a tool to help you with your bodhisattva practice, and share a video to somebody who you think, oh, I know somebody who'll benefit from watching this. And in that way, you can help us grow. And that's a really good way to help your practice along as well. So just wanted to drop that in on you in case that's something that you might find useful. Take care of yourself again, and I'll see you soon. Bye.